Pelosi Coronavirus Plan, Nationwide Ballot Harvesting for 2020 Election. By John Binder on March 23, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, plan to fight the coronavirus includes a national mandate for ballot harvesting, same-day voter registration, and federally mandated early voting provisions just in time for the 2020 presidential election. As part of Pelosi's coronavirus plan, House Democrats slipped in multiple measures from their H.R. 1 legislation that would implement nationwide ballot harvesting for federal elections, effectively allowing political operatives to collect and deliver an endless number of absentee ballots from voters. Pelosi's coronavirus plan allows any person to return a voted and sealed absentee ballot to a designated election office or a post office and does not limit the number of absentee ballots that any one person can collect. California is the only state in the United States to legalize ballot harvesting, though the practice occurs in other states as well. Pelosi's coronavirus plan would legalize California-style ballot harvesting in every state for federal elections. Pelosi's coronavirus plan also mandates nationwide same-day voter registration, where eligible voters are allowed to register to vote on the same day as the 2020 presidential election and every federal election after that. Pelosi would also ban states from requiring voter registration applicants to provide more than the last four digits of their Social Security numbers when applying to vote. Likewise, Pelosi's coronavirus plan mandates early voting in every state for 15 consecutive days, open for at least 10 hours a day. Free mail-in absentee ballots for all registered voters. Expansion of election ballots in foreign languages. Pelosi's coronavirus plan uses the pandemic to cram provisions of the House Democrats' H.R. 1 legislation into federal law. That legislation went even further in its efforts to create loopholes for voter fraud, allowing convicted felons to vote in federal elections. House Democrats on Monday blocked the passage of the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which would have provided direct relief to American workers, citizens, and small businesses impacted by the coronavirus crisis. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.